This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
You know that you're a generational chain breaker. You're ready to liberate yourself from past limitations and perspectives to manifest and quantum leap into your highest potential on your highest timeline. But sometimes you need a little support on your journey. If you're ready to live an abundant life, grounded and secure in your body and in the real world, join us here to expand your perspective and learn new tools. I'm your host, Becky Royts, a Reiki master, author, healing hairstylist, and life coach. And this is the Everyday Healing Podcast.
Welcome back to Everyday Healing. I am so, so excited for you guys to get to meet my beautiful, wow, I lost the word, guest. My beautiful guest today, Kat. She is going to share her journey with us, her story for the first time ever in the online world. Sure. And we're popping her podcast cherry today at the same freaking time. So how exciting is that? Kat, I would like to open the floor up to you for you to introduce yourself first, and then we'll dive into your story.
Hi, Becky. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast. I am so excited and so nervous to be here. You asked me like how many podcasts I have done before, and I said, let me count. And one, this is the first one. And I'm so freaking excited to be here. I'm also nervous at the same time, but let me introduce myself because maybe your followers and your audience don't know me. My name is Kat. My last name is Kilwis. Which is not, I'm just joking, but I've been in this online marketing industry since December 2023. It's funny how I ended up there, and I cannot wait to tell you the story of it, because my story of healing actually brought me there, and it's funny how it happened. But I've started with MRR and digital products and PLR, and I started with a little Etsy store, and then I pivoted like 100 times until I started working heavily with AI. I launched my own programs, and then I launched my own bots, and then I started being hired by top industry leaders to create their bots for them, and I'm behind like some of the most popular bots out there, and I'm so fucking proud about it. So yeah, here I am today after I've went from rock bottom to like this amazing place where I am today, where I'm like so happy and so obsessed with my work, with everything that I'm doing. I feel like so much joy. I am literally going to bed obsessing and thinking, oh my God, I cannot wait to go to sleep and actually fall asleep and wake up tomorrow so I can start over on that project that I was working on, that offer that I was working to work with my clients. And it's so freaking amazing.
Oh my God, that is so amazing. That's so fulfilling. I actually love too that you mentioned like that you were at rock bottom. I've been talking about this a lot on my socials lately about how so many of us need to hit rock bottom before we will finally change something, right? Before we're finally like, oh my God, okay, something needs to change. So I am so ready to hear what that was for you.
Oh my God. Well, this is like the first time that I'm kind of like sharing my story, sharing like more about me. Not a lot of people know me as the human behind my business, my offers, my bots. I've always tried to kind of like keep this separate, my private life, my story, keep them separate from my business, which was like another way of like self-sabotaging as well. But when I've been raised on the principle and the concept that the more people know about you, the more they have to use as ammo against you at some point. It's always been like hard for me like to open up and to open up publicly and to share details about myself. I try to like put all of these shields and these walls between me, my clients, my business. And I went to the extent of actually fucking creating AI clones of myself, AI images, AI videos. I even created a whole program about this just so I don't get out there and put myself out there, because I've always associated this, like I said, with danger, with risk, with exposure. And I prefer to keep myself a little bit more. I was like just hanging on this thing, like just let me stay a little bit more invisible, a little bit more invisible. I remember I used to say like something like, I thought that was funny. I mean, it is funny. I used to say like, I would rather eat glass than do talking reels on Instagram. And it's funny how that changed, because today I'm actually to the point where I just like turn on the camera and I batch record like 18 of these motherfuckers. And yeah, I still use filters and whatever that make me feel comfortable. But the point is that I'm getting them out there. Even honestly, to be on the podcast, for me, it was like not a big decision, but I was like so nervous about it. Like, oh my God, I have to share and I have to say stuff about me and whatever. But yeah, it's actually like an amazing story, because it's actually the story behind not only who I am today, but also the story behind my business that was built like from these parts of me, the parts that were broken, the parts that needed to be healed, the parts that I was trying to keep hidden. And I just want to like, I don't want to trauma dump on your episode, like I said. And the only reason that I'm sharing this is because it's like the actual thing that led me to build what I've built today, and the way that it is built today, the way that I'm running my business, the way that I'm leading my business, the way that I'm helping my clients. And I had to do like a lot of work. I think like there's a lot to say like from childhood and whatever, but we're not gonna go there. But I think like it all started for me, because we talked about the rock bottom thing. It all started in 2019, and it feels like ages ago, but that year was like literally something else. In 2019, we were just like breathing, we were relieved, we were preparing to like start fresh, a new beginning, because my mom was just beating non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and she fought like 2 years with it. They told us that she's gonna die, she's not gonna make it, and she finally beat it. And we were like so ready for this new beginning as a family. We had like plans, but life had other plans. And it started like giving me like hit after hit. I've always been obsessed with like this outside external appearance. I'm a perfectionist, I'm OCD as fuck, I have like a lot of insecurities, I'm never satisfied with the way I look. And in 2019, dude, I was looking amazing, like bomb. The trainer, which is a friend of my husband, he told my husband, I don't know why Kat came to the gym, because when she walked through the door, I was like, whoa, what the fuck does she want to do at the gym? And I was still like dissatisfied. So I went to the gym, and obviously because I'm an overachiever and because I'm such a perfectionist and I want things like fast, I started working out with huge weights, obviously. So I got a gym injury. I ended up doing like 3 months in physical therapy. I stopped working, and that was just the beginning of that year. That happened in March. In July or June, I think, I was in vacation with my family, my husband, my uncle, my cousin, all of like a lot of relatives. We were in Spain, and I got a phone call. I literally woke up to 18 calls from my sister. Ooh, okay. Let me pull myself together. 18 calls, missed calls from my sister, because I keep my phone on silent. And she said that my dad is in a coma. he had an AVC, and they took him to the hospital, and he's not reactive, he's not conscious, and they don't know if he's gonna make it. I was literally like hoping for all of these 3 days. She said, like, don't come back. Like, there's no point to live at this point. There's nothing you can do if you are here. I don't want you to see him like this, because he was like connected to like all of those machines that were breathing for him and stuff like that. And I remember that I didn't have like a lot of money there. Like I said, I stopped working because of my gym injury. And I remember that I wanted to buy a perfume, Lanter D from Givenchy or something like that. And I didn't know if I should buy it or not, because I said like, well, if I have to like go back home and pay for the plane tickets and stuff like that, like, you know, it's going to be like a stretch. So I'm not going to buy this perfume yet. I'm just going to wait. And if that gets well, and if it pulls through and everything is fine, I'm just going to buy my perfume for me. And in the third day, I kind of like started allowing myself to start hoping. And I actually went ahead and bought the perfume, you know, because I thought like, yeah, he's going to pull through. He's going to be fine. I was like trying to send him like my energy and my best thoughts and stuff like that. And then my sister called me and she said like, he didn't make it. And then we had to like fly back home. And that was that. I kind of like blamed myself. You know, I turned it into a story like, maybe if I would have went back home and I would have stayed with him and talked to him and told him like, okay, you have to pull through, you have to do it for me, you know, like I made all of these stories in my head that it was my fault and stuff like that. That was in June. In September, my father-in-law gets in a car with someone, with a friend, and they had like a really bad crash, and he ended up bedridden in like institution for, you know, like people that are elder and have like problems and stuff like that, health problems. He ended up like for 6 months in there. My husband had to start like going. He was like so fucking amazing with his father. He literally went there every single day and he washed him, he stayed with him, he fed him, he spent time with him, because he had like I don't know what you call them in English, it's not my first language. He had those things, the cast.
Yes.
Yep. He had casts on like his upper body, on his lower body and stuff like that. So he was going every single day. We were like used to spend like so much time together, and everything that we were doing together. And for me, it was like another big hit, you know, like finding myself like all alone, all by myself, like no one to share with and stuff like that. So like that year was the year of trauma. I honestly, I don't know if I would change anything right now, like looking back, because like that year, like just built my capacity, like losing my dad and watching my family fall apart, watching me and my husband like becoming kind of like strangers, not seeing each other, just realizing that you can lose everything in a moment, like losing my job or like not being able to work. It was like very, very hard for me. And it just like built all of this strength in me. And it gave me like, I don't know, like the force and the strength and the capacity to actually like build a business that honors all of these things that seem so fragile at that moment, like the income, the relationship with your family, the freedom, the moments with your loved ones and stuff like that. So after this happened in September, like after that, nothing else bad happened. Thanks God. But in that moment, I felt like really hard. I absolutely checked out of my own life. I dissociated into gaming. I was gaming like 18 to 20 hours a day. I just checked out, literally. I numbed out. I went to a psychiatrist and I started taking Lexapro. I gained weight. I basically stopped working. Luckily, we had like some passive income and stuff like that that was still trickling in. So we were like really poor. But like, I'm going to be like so fucking honest. And I shared this like a few times in my story when I was talking about it. We had moments when we were pulling like, you know, like that change that they give you when you like purchase stuff and they give you the change. We had like a jar with change. And sometimes it was like so rough that we had to like go buy food with that change. And that was like a rock bottom for me. My husband was like taking care of his dad. I was dissociated into gaming. We weren't seeing each other a lot. There was like no money. I was living paycheck to paycheck. So it was like a really, really rough. But it also like taught me like how easy it is to like lose yourself, how easy it is to ignore yourself, to sabotage yourself, to dissociate yourself into like other things that are bringing you comfort just so you don't face the reality. And it made me realize like how important it is to be present. And this is why, like, when I created like this business, I wanted to make sure that I leave space for myself to be present. I leave space for myself and I give myself the opportunity, and I build this business so it allows me, if I want to like drop everything today and go fishing with my husband for 5, 6, 7 hours, or go to the mall with my sister and grab a coffee and just spend time together, or I don't know, with my mom or whatever, then I have the possibility for that. And I think I've only been able to do this because I've seen that aspect where you don't have it, where you lose yourself into dissociation, where you sabotage yourself, where you ignore your needs and what you need and these things. So it came with a cost, but it also gave me a lesson, a gift. They say that every single thing that happens to you, even if it's bad, it comes with a gift. And I've always like tried to, and it's not that I always had moments when I was looking for the gift, but once I started like healing and stuff like that, I kind of like trained myself to look for the gift in everything. And I got like gifts from my daddy dying, and I got gifts from me being dissociated, and I got gifts like literally from everything. So, because I was speaking about like the gift that I got after my dad died, because I couldn't save him. He died due to an AVC because of a unhealthy lifestyle, because of diabetes, because he wasn't eating healthy, he wasn't taking his meds and stuff like that. So I obviously couldn't save him. So I decided to become a nutritionist so I can save other people and so I can save myself. I took like these courses, of course, as an overachiever, perfectionist, OCD, etc. One certification was not enough, so I had to get two of them, which I passed with like flying colors. Like I got A+ or 10+, whatever you want to call it there, on everything. And I started working with clients, so it was like really, really nice. I think that was kind of like the first step that made me want to change something. In like, I went in that direction where I wasn't like just lost and dissociated into gaming. I decided, okay, I'm like not gonna do this anymore. I want to like do better. I want to take care of myself. So I wanted like, I think like the desire underneath, the unconscious desire, was just to save me and save my dad and save other people because I couldn't save my dad. But I mean, it brought me like a lot of happiness. It was nice to work with people. The results they were having, they were incredible. But that business flopped because I was insecure. Like I said, I had to get like two certifications. I didn't know how to market. I didn't know how to use the amazing results that I was getting. I was still getting like a lot of clients because I was referred from word to mouth. I had like such amazing results with one of my clients, just one of them. And she was working at a salon and, you know, obviously she had like a lot of clients. And oh my God, she sent me like so many clients because they were like going to her and they were seeing her like, wow, what have you done? And she was like, well, I worked with Kat. And they're like, give me her number ASAP. And I kept getting like calls. But that was like the extent of this business. I didn't know what to post on social media. I actually got like an Instagram account. I went ahead and the first thing that I've done was to buy 1,000 followers. Yay me. Because obviously, like, this is what I thought back then, like, it's gonna give me credibility and it's gonna make me look professional. And I didn't want to go through the hurdles of growing my account from one follower and keep building and stuff like that. I wanted it like fast. I didn't know like what were the right steps, so I literally kind of like ruined that business, so to speak, because I ended up like being burnout. I ended up like not wanting to do that anymore and stuff like that. But it was like a very amazing opportunity for me to learn, because like from all of these mistakes I've learned, and I can like apply these things in my business today. All the things that I've learned, all the lessons that I've gotten from it. So yeah, And back then, like, I started like to want this change, right? I had like the nutrition thing. So fast forward to December 2021, that's when like the healing process really began for me, because I was kind of like at the end of my rope. I didn't know. I wanted to fix myself. I wanted to get better, but I just didn't know how. And I was like so frustrated because I was like in this like bubble of like, or like in this loop of like, okay, yeah, I want to get better. I've stopped gaming. I started like, you know, doing nutrition. I started like working, like having clients and stuff like that. I started like losing weight and looking better. But like, how the fuck do I fix myself from here? Because I don't know what to do. And I tried everything. Meditation. I tried conventional therapy. Nothing was working. I've done about 6 months of conventional therapy, in which I never could like at least like open up with the therapist. I usually like in therapy, like obviously after going from so much trauma, and like I didn't even like touch on the childhood thing, but obviously you're kind of like supposed to open up and like feel the things, and obviously there would be like tears and anything like that. But dude, for me, it was like I was chatting with my client or whatever, right? This is how I was talking with my therapist. Mm-hmm, yeah, okay. The only moment I cried was probably when I told her what happened to my dad. And I think I like wrote a letter to my dad, and that's the moment when I cried. She actually told me like I'm such a good writer. So yeah, that was the first time that I actually wanted to get better. So because conventional therapy was not working, I started like researching like other things. So I found this like program that was working with IFS, which is Internal Family Systems by Richard Schwartz, and Family Constellations by Mark Wallin and like other people that created these concepts. So as a last resort, with my last savings, I joined this program. I actually paid like multiple four figures, which was a lot for me in that moment. And I joined this program, and it was like a 6 months group program with like, you know, spirituality, and we would learn about these concepts about internal family systems, which is like an absolutely fucking amazing concept system. I think it saved my life. It helped me understand myself. We don't want to go into that rabbit hole of actually talking about this, but if like the people who are listening to you want to like look this up, it's like really, really amazing. The concept is like very, very simple. We are formed of a higher self that is like just pure love. It's kind of like that spark of divinity that's inside you, that is not selfish, it just feels love. That's all that it feels. It doesn't want material things. It doesn't want anything. It wants everybody to be good, to be happy, to be well, you to be good and happy and well. It like puts value on yourself and stuff like that. And around this self that sometimes is like suffocated, there are these parts that are like little parts of ourselves that try to protect us. Not all of them were created from trauma or anything like that, but most of them are trying to protect us. And sometimes, or most of the times, it's not in like the best ways for us, because sometimes, you know, a part wants to protect you by sabotaging yourself so you don't feel that thing. Like it was for me with gaming, right? The part of me that was gaming and was pushing me into gaming 20 hours a day was the part of me that was trying to prevent me from feeling all of that pain that was happening in my real life, all of those hard things, all of those feelings. So this was the only way that it knew how to make me feel safe, into dissociation, into gaming, into not being present in my whole life and stuff like that. And also sometimes like these parts are like at war with each other. For example, you want to lose weight and you want to look good, and there's that part that says, yeah, we're gonna do this and it's gonna be so amazing and I'm gonna look so amazing in Toronto at nice girl funeral. But then there's the fucking part that says, dude, you love French fries more than life itself, and you need French fries right in this moment. So, you know, sometimes they're at war with each other, and they both love you. They both want, you know, you to be happy and good, but they want different things. So this is, and Family Constellations, it's about like transgenerational trauma and stuff like that. And all of these like concepts were like so fucking amazing. We were learning in that program, like how to like kind of like apply these concepts to each other. We were like taking turns, and one of us was the therapist, the other one was the overseer, kind of like the person that was overseeing to make sure that the whole process is going correctly, and the other one was the patient. So we would take like turns, and this is like what I've done for like 6 months. And also when I joined this program, I think I remember it was December, and I think it was like 2 days until my birthday or something like that, like 3 days or something. And I also like went in a retreat that was organized by this program. I've actually met my best friend there, and ever to the day since 2021, we're going to these programs together, like workshops for like, you know, self-development, not necessarily with IFS and constellations anymore, but you know, for business, for self-development, for how your wounds are affecting your business and all of this stuff. So I made that gift to myself, that retreat, and I think the program and the retreat were like the best thing that I could have done for myself, the best present that I could have given myself, because it literally saved my life. It changed everything, and I started coming back from that like numbness and from that like loop that I was stuck in, where I was like trying everything that I could think of, but I just couldn't do it on my own. And also, I think like investing in this program was my first evidence that investing in yourself, it's worth it. It's worth it. Sometimes you cannot help yourself, no matter how much you want to, no matter how hard you try. You just are there inside that problem that sometimes we created with our own minds, with our own choices, and you cannot pull yourself out. So you need people, you need help, you need friends, you need specialized help, you need whatever the F you need, right? And it doesn't matter if it comes with a price tag, because like you're fucking worth it. And honestly, I swear to God, in that moment, because like I said, this program was like kind of like expensive, right? It was like 4,000 euro or something like that at that moment. And I told you, like, it was after 2 years where I didn't work, I didn't do anything. And like me and my husband were like debating, like, it's a huge thing. It's like a big decision and it's a big price tag. And I said to him, like, I would pay. Whew, I'm getting tears. I said, I would give everything that I have in this moment to get well, because I know once I get well, and oh my fucking God, like how right I was, I know once I get well that I'm gonna turn this world upside down and I'm gonna make like this money 10x, 50x, whatever the F you want. And I knew it, and I was so right. So yeah, and like I said, this was like my first evidence that investing and paying the price tag for the right guidance, for the right mentorship, for the right people to help you, to show you where you have to like change things, is absolutely worth it. And I would do it like all over again, 10 times over. So I became like so passionate about this that I wanted to become a spiritual coach or an IFS practitioner or constellation, family constellations facilitator. Like I was going in this direction, right? And I was like, okay, I'm gonna go, because I didn't finish my college. I dropped out in like my third year. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna do like the psychology college, and I'm gonna get my degree, and I'm gonna become an IFS therapist, and it's gonna be so amazing. Anyway, but life had like other plans for me. And again, and it's funny how like this healing journey took me to where I am today, in the business that I am today. I was like trying to do like some shadow work, and I needed some printables. And I looked on Google. I didn't know about Etsy, but I look, okay, printables for working with your inner child and da-da-da-da-da. And I land on Etsy and I buy some printables for $2, and I see that the person sold like a few thousands of them. And I do the math. So $2 times 5,000 or whatever many they sold. Oh shit, wait. Wait a minute. Pivot. So I'm like, well, I've learned like so much about healing, about IFS, about constellations, about inner child. Like I literally bought like, oh my God, I cannot tell you, because I'm an impulsive buyer, and I cannot tell you like how many books I bought. I've read most of them, but not all of them. But I was like so full of knowledge at that point that I was like, well, I can make like, you know, like some sheets of inner child and shadow work and stuff like that and sell them on Etsy. cool, done. Plus then I was thinking, well, I could also like pull my, I was thinking like, what skills do I have? Like I could like bring the nutrition into it. So in December 2023, I started my first skill with business, and it started as a little Etsy store. I created a ketogenic diet guide because I was into nutrition and that was like my specialty, the ketogenic diet. I absolutely love that one. And I created that guide, and then I created like three more marketing guides, which I obviously made to ChatGPT because I had no fucking idea about marketing. But being a perfectionist and overachiever and stuff like that and OCD, I was doing them like very, very well compared to what was on the market at that point, right? So I was doing my due diligence, I was doing my research, and I was making sure that they are like really, really good. And three of them went so viral. How to make faceless money with TikTok, incognito money with Instagram, and the other one was AI and automation with YouTube, or like how to monetize it and stuff like that. And they went like viral. They were literally everywhere. People were buying them. They were with PLR and master resale rights, and people were buying them and putting them in their stores. I was literally having like so many orders. I was like, whoa, this is like so fucking amazing. My keto guide was going well as well. So yeah. But then I kind of like starting to like feel like, I don't know, like Shopify was like too tight for me, and I needed like to spread my wings, and I needed more room to grow. And I'm like, okay, this is not the right place for me to be. This is not gonna give me what I want. I was still not in the mindset of actually building a business. I was in the mindset of I want to make a few thousands a month to, you know, because living here is like cheaper. It's not like USA, and with 2,000 a month, like 3,000, etc., you can like do a lot of things. So I'm like, okay, I just want to like live comfortable. I didn't want to build a business or anything like that. And then it started like that rush with the courses, or I don't know if it started then, but this is when I discovered it. I think it was like January, February 2024. So I moved to Shopify and I opened up my Shopify account and my social media account, my Instagram, on which I was just like dumping AI slop with ChatGPT. Oh my God. When I look back of the, at those, I just like went and hid them. Like, oh my God, what are these? Hide, archive. Okay, like just full of AI slop, right? I had no idea what I was doing. The first moment I land on Instagram, I get approached by a coach in DMs, like a person that was like big in that space in the moment, and she starts like, you know, asking those questions like, how is your digital marketing journey going? Say what, bitch? And you know, I was new. I'm like, what is going? And I've obviously, you know, like made some money all by myself with my little Etsy store. I have no following on Instagram, and I'm like determined to make it. And da-da-da. And she's like, okay, you're not gonna make it without this 10k program that I want to sell you. Okay. And obviously for me, 10k at that moment was like a huge deal. Like, I'm not gonna pull like 10k and invest into a program where I have no fucking idea what I want to do with my store, with my life, with my Shopify. Like, I had no idea. I was just like in the beginning, right? It didn't make sense to make that investment in that moment. Although, like I said, I was an impulsive buyer, but if the price tag was like so huge, I was like, no, thanks. I said, okay, no. Don't worry, bitch. I'm gonna make it on my own because I'm a contrarian. I'm a rebel since I was a child. So I kind of like made it into my personal mission to prove her wrong. The next thing that I've done, I turn on my camera on Instagram and I take like a talking reel. Somebody just told me that I'm not gonna make it without her 10K program, but watch me, bitch, as I'm walking to my bank and count my results, and I'm gonna show you. So...
oh my God, I
tried to look for that reel because me without knowing in that moment, I was marking the moment. I didn't know it back then. I had no idea about this concept, like, right, mark the moment. So when you're like at your lowest, but then when you have like the success, you can look back and see like how much you've grown, how much you've, how far you've gone and stuff like that. So I had no idea what I was doing. Again, I was like, I got ashamed at some point of that video, so I hid it again. I deleted it. I tried to find it because it would be fun to watch right now, but I found a version of it without sound, but I'm still gonna find it because I'm a hoarder and I have like tens of thousands, and I know you do too, stop laughing, tens of thousands of files in my computer and in my phone, and it has to be somewhere in there. I'm gonna find it and I'm gonna post it publicly because it's gonna be fun to watch.
Please do. Yeah.
the mentor was right about one thing. The person that approached me, the mentor, whatever, the coach, she was right about the thing that it's going to be like much harder to make it. It obviously doesn't mean that I was not going to make it without her program or that I need a 10K program or whatever, but it's much harder to make it without guidance, without somebody. Like I said, even in the healing process, you need someone to be there in your corner to tell you the things that you are like so close to them that you cannot see them clearly. And they're going to tell you like, look, this is where you're fucking up without realizing, unconsciously, and you're making these decisions from wounds, from this, from that. So this is the part that she was right about. And I'm actually like doing a podcast myself soon, and I was like laying out my episodes and stuff like that. And one of the episodes was about this, about like this thing with the coach, with the mentor that told me, and what I learned from it, and what she was actually right about it. Because it, like me going on my own, it cost me. It literally did. It cost me money. It cost me mistakes. It cost me like bad or failed launches. But also it's like the best thing that I could have done in that moment, because it gave me the best education. It gave me the lived-in strategy that I have now, where I've learned from my mistakes. I didn't just learn strategy. I learned how to be resilient, how to fall, how to not have success, how to have like 1K months and like, you know, crying in my car about it. And then it taught me how to hold 33K months, right? It taught me how to fall and how to grow. So yeah, it was like really, really amazing. But like, I still want to find that video, because it would be like so fucking funny to watch, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So after that, like the story, like... like gets less dramatic from here on. Like, nobody died. Nobody got cancer anymore. Nobody. I'm like such a fucking ironic little shithead. And sometimes I make like jokes about like weird stuff. Like I did now. I don't know. Like sometimes back when my mom had cancer, I was like making this like sarcastic and like cynical jokes. Like, well, at least she didn't get cancer and died from it or something like that. I don't remember in relation to what, but I was like making these like weird cringe jokes. So morbid, yeah, after that, yeah. After I launched my Skill with Biz, nobody died, nobody got cancer anymore. Everybody was happy, everybody was healthy. I started creating like my own digital products. I started like selling courses, which was like so cringe for me for a while, because I was just not made for it. I was doing it because everybody was doing it. I was doing it because of the fast money, because I was sold that illusion of soft girl era and lean back marketing, and you make results overnight and post screenshots with like tens of thousands of dollars, and the only way to do that is selling these courses that other people made, and etc., etc. So I definitely bought into that. But it didn't last long, thanks God, because I pivoted and I realized that I want to, even if I play on a smaller league, so to speak, like even if my point is, even if I make less money, I think I want to say, I want to do it with my own products, with the things that I actually believe in, with the things that I create. I wanted to make an impact in the world. I wanted to, I don't know, just to be put out there with the amazing things that I created. I'm a manifesting generator. And although I don't know much about like human design and this kind of stuff, but I love to create. Like even in our mastermind, I was saying like the past few days that I found myself stuck in like so many projects but in this ideation part of the projects. Like I love to develop ideas, and I develop so many. That, and I get like so excited and so obsessed with them that I get like stuck there. And when I get to the part of like actually completing them and actually like bringing them to life, and I have to do like, you know, the unsexy part of like recording, editing and stuff like that, I get like a lot of friction. I'm like okay, and I keep like, let's just make another idea and another project, because it's fun. It gives me dopamine. My ADHD brain is like super excited and super happy with that. So yeah. But yeah, I pivoted and I got into AI. I actually went for a while into web design. I wanted to go in this direction of like just designing websites for coaches, for people. I was setting up Shopify stores for my clients and etc. Until I actually like, I was working for someone back then, and I was over delivering. And we're going to get to that why, to the part of why. I was over-delivering. I was working because I stopped dissociating myself into gaming and I started dissociating myself a little bit into work. But it was making me like very happy. Obviously, it was giving me like a lot of dopamine and stuff like that. So I was working like a lot. But I also like, I was kind of like stressed and I had no clue that I am stressed. I didn't know. So I ended up in the ER twice. With like huge stomach pain. I don't have kids. I have like 4 babies. I have a lot of cats that I rescued. Also, yeah, I didn't say this about me. I love to rescue cats and give them in adoption and find them homes. And yeah, so I have like a bunch of cats of my own. I don't have kids, but I said like, dude, I've never like gone through birth pains or anything like that. But this pain that I'm feeling now, I think is like the closest thing to like birth pains. So I ended up like taken by the ambulance and taken into the hospital, into the ER. And they couldn't find anything, just gastritis or whatever you call it. So they said it's stress. I'm like, well, yeah, fuck, I'm working 18 hours a day, but I'm not stressed. I'm happy. I'm excited. So yeah. I think I was stressing about, you know, like making it and, you know, because I wasn't having like the results that I wanted as fast as I wanted. I was kind of like tearing myself down and I was like worried, like, what am I doing wrong? Why am I not making it? What do I have to do? And et cetera, et cetera. So I was also working for someone else, like I said, and I was doing design and stuff like that. And in that moment, after I ended up like twice in the ER, I said, okay, well, this is not really working. I'm gonna like put myself in an early grave if I continue like this. So we have to change something. Literally, when I was in the ER, I was sending voice notes to the person that I was working for, apologizing for not being able to work because I'm in the ER, and saying that as soon as I get home from the fucking ER, I'm gonna start working on that project that I was working for you. Like, literally, if I could take my laptop with me in the ER, I would be working on it. So I was like so obsessed with over delivering. Obviously, I was trying to compensate for insecurities, for stuff like that. So like I said, I decided like this is not gonna cut it anymore. I have to change something. I quit that particular collaboration that I was doing. I started launching my own bots, and the person that I was collaborating with in that moment supported me a lot, and she helped me launch my stuff on her platform. And I had like a fucking tremendous success. Like the first bot that we launched there for her program got like 5,000 people inside, and the comments kept coming. They were saying, I'm gonna marry this bot. I'm leaving my husband and marrying this bot. I'm having a romance relationship. Well, obviously they were kidding, but like the bot was obviously to help them with their Instagram and stuff like that. It was not a romantic companion, but they were just about it. But the comments kept coming and kept coming. And then I realized like, okay, I was making my own bots and they were like fucking amazing. But I realized like, wow, I can make this for coaches and programs and stuff like that. So I started like also developing like this premium service of building a bot for your program, for your course, for etc. I started promoting my bots more. I started doing my first workshop, which was called AI Accelerate, was how to use AI to create your lead magnet, to create your ideal client profile, and how to design it in Canva. I even had like a branding expert, my best friend Linnea. And again, speaking of over delivering, that workshop was supposed to be like 1 hour, 1 hour and a half each day for 3 days, because it was like 3 live days. And man, it ended up lasting a total of 8.5 hours. I know, right? One of the sessions went to be like 4.5 hours. The energy was literally amazing, and I was like having so much fun with them, and not fun in the sense of like, you know, we're partying or whatever the fuck. We were working, but the energy was so amazing, and they were like listening and absorbing everything. And I had people in there telling me like, oh my God, Kat, in one day with you, I've learned more and made like more progress than I made in the past 3 months of working in this industry. And I was like getting high on that, obviously, and I wanted more. And also I was like nervous as fuck, and I wanted them, you know, to think like this is the best thing that they ever done, that they ever bought, that I'm the best coach. So I literally like went for 8.5 hours. I didn't know back then that I was over delivering in because I was insecure, because I was trying to compensate, because I was trying to get like validation and get all of those external validations from them. It wasn't even about them. It was just to prove to myself, not to them, that I'm a good coach. It was to prove to myself that I'm a good coach. And I was like wearing it as a badge of honor. I remember I went in my stories on Instagram and I said, this program, AI Accelerate, was supposed to last 3 hours or 4 hours, but because my middle name is over-deliver, it lasted 8.5 hours. And you know, like I was like flaunting it there, like, woo, look what I've done and whatever. But I wasn't over-giving because, like, I was, you know, like, I wasn't overgiving from a place where I was like safe and secure and happy and okay, I just want, like, I'm having so much fun and I want to spend time with these people and stuff like that. No, I was over delivering from insecurities, from like a place of insecurity, from a place of like I'm not enough, from a place I have to compensate and stuff like that. And I realized it much later when I started doing like a lot of identity work, because I realized how much these things, these unhealed wounds, these parts that I was talking about later are dictating and are impacting the way you run your business, the way you interact with your clients, the way you create your programs, the way you price, the way you speak with your clients. Like literally a month or 2 months ago, I sent a message to my mentor. She was giving me some details about the program that I signed up for and stuff like that. And like, I didn't understand a part of it. And I was just wanting to ask for some clarification. And I sent her a message and saying, yeah, I don't understand. I'm all over the place. I hope it makes sense. If it doesn't make sense, just ask me questions and like snap me into it. And I hope you don't mind me asking this or whatever. I just want to clarify and blah, blah. So this was like a 2-minute voice note full of disclaimers. And like, I didn't think anything of it, right? I had no idea. So she sends me back like, it's okay, Kat, you don't have to self-deprecate in a voice note. Like, I got it. And she started like explaining to me the things that I didn't understand. And I was like, what? Like, what, bitch? What did you say? You don't have to self-deprecate? Well, I know the word, but like, where am I self-deprecating? I was just asking for, you know, like clarifications. And okay, I put it aside. And like 2 days go by, it kept popping in my head. Like, why did she say that? What have I said? Because I was like, at that moment, I was aware that I said something. What did I say in that message that made her say that thing? So because I'm an AI fucking nerd, I took like the transcript. Excuse me. And I put it in a system that I created that I'm going to tell you about in a bit. It's like fucking amazing. I put it in this system. So because I'm a huge AI nerd, I took the transcript and I put it in my AI Altigo, the system that I created inside ChatGPT, which is like a ChatGPT twin that you created inside your own computer with your own ChatGPT, and it reflects and mirrors and mimics your patterns back to you. And I said like, dude, what the fuck have I said here that made her say that I self-deprecate? Show it to me, because I obviously cannot see it. And it showed me that I basically apologized for existing 6 times in a 2 minutes voice note. And it showed me, you said this, and you said this, and you said this, and you said this. And then I realized, and it hit me, wow, I say this in my voice notes to my clients. I say, oh, I'm rambling again. Or, oops, forgive me for digressing, or something like that. And I realized how much these things, because this was my, like my initial point, how much these things are showing up in your business, are showing up like blocks, like ceilings. And I had to overcome a lot of these things. And obviously, I'm still like a work in progress. I'm not there where I can say like, oh, now I'm doing everything perfect. No, they're still showing up. But as soon as they show up, now I can see them. I can spot them and I can work on them. And sometimes I can take them into my AILD and say like, why am I triggered because of this? Like, I've seen this reel. Why did it trigger me? Why did it make me reply? Remember, because we had that conversation about that reel that triggered me on Instagram. So I go and check them and I dissect them and I look at them and I realize, wow, it's that part that feels insecure, because as a little child, she was told all the time, you're too much, you have to shut up, you're a clown, you're too high maintenance, you're this, you're that. And they keep showing up in my business, in the way I price, in the way I talk with clients. And I had to like take them down one by one by one by one. And this is why mindset and identity work is so important in my business, because I literally used to skip all of the modules in all of the courses that I bought mindset. Like, fuck that. I don't need, show me how to sell. Show me the strategy. Show me how, what to post and stuff like that. I don't need mindset. I'm fine. I'm healed. I went to therapy. I went through programs, whatever. But I never realized how important it is. And this is why in my work with my clients, this is like a huge thing, because a lot of things go from here. The way you lead, the way you show up, even the way you sell your offers, the words you pick to sell your offers, everything. So yeah, this was like my my journey. And I think like people, when they look at my business, especially because like I never got to like speak about these things, I try to like keep people away and build these walls and build these shields. Even the girls in my mastermind learned that I'm a married person, LOL, after 4 months of being there together in that mastermind. And I was not like trying to actively hide it or anything like that. I was just like so used to not share stuff about me, because like I said, for me, it was a risk. It was a liability. It was this, it was that. I was always taught to like keep the business and the personal part separated. People don't want to know about you. You're not an influencer and all of that shit that the gurus tell us. And then I realized that storytelling and mindset and identity work are the biggest motherfuckers, biggest money makers in this industry. The more you share about yourself, not from a place of like trauma dumping and bullshit like that, we're not gonna go on camera and cry and say like, oh, this happened to me, like give me likes and give me shares and bullshit like that. Absolutely no. But you have to like talk about your experience, about your lived-in strategy, the things that brought you here, that made you who you are today, the things that you learned on your journey of building this business, of becoming the person who you are today. So it's not, the strategy is like fucking important, absolutely. But it's not just strategy, because these wounds, they show up in our business in like so many ways. And it's kind of like trying to swim, whatever, butterfly. He's trying to swim butterfly 1500 meters with like weights and like rocks tied to your arms and to your legs and to your torso and whatever. So try to build a fucking business and become an entrepreneur with all of these parts crying in the background and saying like, you're not good enough. Who the fuck do you think to post that? Oh, you cannot say that because people are gonna unfollow you. Oh, you cannot price like that. Who the fuck do you think you are? You don't have experience. You cannot price like that. Oh my God, that client is gonna abandon you because you said that thing and you pissed her off and etc. So they're all like, you know, all of these parts are, I don't know if you guys seen like the movie Inside Out. It's an animation. It's literally based on this concept of like parts that you have inside your head, and they're all screaming at you when you're trying to run a fucking business, and until you like love them and integrate them and repair on them and see them for what they are, you're not gonna make it, because they're gonna keep showing up. They're not gonna stop. Life doesn't stop. Life keeps coming at you, and it's gonna keep like throwing you curves, and it's gonna keep throwing you things to deal with, you know. So yeah, this is where my business came from like rock bottom, from depression, from loss, from grief, from learning, from mistakes, from I don't know, but also from me deciding over and over that I'm gonna keep on going, that I want more, that I want better, that I want to be better. So when I said that this thing that happened, like it didn't happen to me, it's my story, it didn't happen, nothing happens to you, I make choices, we make choices, etc. So these choices that I made and the things that I went through in my life shaped the way I made my business. I mean that I created my business so I can honor all of these things that I couldn't have in that moment. I couldn't be present, I didn't have money, I couldn't spend time with my loved ones. I couldn't, like, literally for me to fly back home to bury my dad was a stretch, a financial stretch. And it's not just about the money. Of course, we all want money and we all want to, like, live well and stuff like that. But it's also about, like, the more important things, the freedom, the pleasure of, like, working with the most amazing clients, the happiness of creating that fucking amazing offer that lights you up and you cannot stop talking about, and that makes you guys say, like, I want to be a beta tester cat in your thing. Because, like, I'm, like, talking about it with such passion that I'm contagious and I give it to you. So, yeah, it's about building something that honors you and that can hold you through life, that makes you happy at the end of the day. Like I've always said, and maybe this is like a money mindset or misbelief that I have to heal or a money wound or whatever. But I've always said that I would rather make less money, but just be happy and just feel like satisfied and just feel fulfilled and just feel that I'm running my business with integrity, with the freedom that I can just like drop everything and, you know, just go fishing again.
Yes. Well, because there's different types of wealth, right? Like, yes, I think that it's just a different type of wealth. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Like, yes, we could be wealthy in money, but we could be wealthy in time and love and play.
Mm-hmm,
yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I also say, like, it matters what the results mean for your clients. So this is what business and successful business means to me. Means to, I don't care how much money I make. I don't spend on cars. I don't buy brand things. I don't care about all of that fucking stuff. I just want to have money to feed my cats. I want to have money so whenever I find a cat on the street, I can take it to the vet and have it vaccinated and have it spayed and neutered and find the family for it and like take care of all of the cost. I want to have money to go fishing. I want to have amazing clients that light me up and make me happy to work with. I want to, I don't know, just these are the important things to me, not how much money or how much cars I can buy or whatever. Fuck that shit, I don't care. But I wouldn't say no to a house on the lake, so.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Thank you so much, Kat. And I really appreciate you sharing your story. And I love that you're dropping your walls and you're sharing your story. Like you said, like, your story is your fucking magic, right? Like, your story is your experience and the magic that you bring to the world and to your clients. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having me and for inviting me. This was like another ceiling that I broke. Like I said, I was like so nervous before I got here, but I knew it's going to be another ceiling. I knew that I have to show up. I knew that I have to share this, and I wanted to, not that I have to. I wanted to, and I know it's also going to be like another step for me, because all of my breakthroughs came from after I dismantled one of these ceilings, after I removed the block, all of my big growth. So I cannot wait to see what's on the other side of this after me sharing my story, because it's going to give me like so much more freedom. And yeah, I cannot wait to do more of this.
Yay. And I'm so excited that you have a podcast coming out soon.
Ooh, yeah,
oh my God. I had no
undeniable as fuck, of course.
Yes. Love it. And I will absolutely be sharing in the show notes where all of our listeners can find you, where they can find you on social media, and of course, where they can find your incredible offers and learn more about you, especially since you are going to be talking even more and sharing even more about your story on there, I'm sure, as these walls just come crumbling down.
Hell yeah, we just broke the ice, popped the cherry. We're ready for what's next now.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much, Becky.
You are so welcome. And thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you on the next episode.